Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're heading over to North Carolina, where Nicole has a roofing question. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we had a tree fall in our house, and we had no structural damage, but we had shingle damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been working on finding the best re-roofing option. So we've gotten some estimates and been looking around and researching, doing some research on the different types of shingles and that sort of thing, and what we'd really like to do is to go for a metal roof, and we have a bid that's not completely outrageous, which is nice. But the question, I guess, that we have is we've been told that some people choose to leave the shingles on the roof and to put the new metal roof on top of it. Some people have said that that minimizes the lifetime of the roof, of the new roof. So we were just calling to get your take on that.
Okay. I think what you're doing is you may be confusing multiple layers of asphalt shingle roofs with a layer of asphalt under metal. First of all, I don't think it will shorten the lifetime. If you're talking about multiple layers of asphalt shingle roof, yes. A second layer is not going to last as long as just a single layer because the single layer acts as a heat sink and stores a lot of heat. And frankly, it'll do some of the same thing with the metal roof and will radiate some of that heat back into your house. But the nice thing about metal roofs is that they have, and you should confirm this with the product you're thinking about buying, but most of them have low E paint on them. So essentially they radiate a lot of the heat. They sort of bounce it right back out. Now that said, I would prefer if you're putting a metal roof on to make sure it was on the structure and not on a previous mm-hmm. layer of roof. I don't think it should add dramatically to the cost to take off that initial layer. And I just think it's a much nicer, cleaner way to do a metal roof. I mean, a metal roof can last you a lifetime. So why
50
have
plus years?
You know, why have a second layer of roofing underneath that for all that time?
Yeah, we've also been cautioned about how the metal lays because if it's not put
on. Right, exactly. Yeah, and so let's say that roof starts to buckle a bit, or the shingles start to curl underneath the metal roof. It could, you know, raise up the space. So I would tell you, if it was me, I'd probably pull it off, even though I didn't have to.
And Nicole, you may want to check with your community, because I know in some municipalities, when you go to get your building permits, you know, some of them require a certain type of paperwork if you're leaving the roof structure as is and just putting a new layer on top. And some require a different type of permitting if you're taking everything off. So just make sure you follow up with your community so you've got everything filed before you start the process.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.